My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about if we could only have one marketing tool, our choice would be.
Choice would be pick any A/B testing software that you want to end up using out there. And here's why. In marketing, we believe that if you want to end up growing, you got to run experiments. What's the best way to run experiments? It's not asking your dev team to continually make these changes for you because it's going to take forever. It's to go and use a tool that allows you to run A/B tests, use a WYSIWYG, and tools like Optimizely, VWO, Crazy Egg, Google Optimize. They all make life a lot easier.
Yeah. So which tool would you pick if you can only pick one of them?
You can pick anyone. Any A/B testing tool that has a WYSIWYG is fine. It's up to you. That's personal preference.
Personally, I would pick Mutiny HQ. There's a lot of tools to Neil's point. Mutiny is cool because they'll suggest things for you to test. And I mean, they've actually been growing like a wildfire. So check out Mutiny HQ. They're not paying us to say this. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we talked about this a couple episodes ago where maybe not a couple episodes ago, but talking about how, you know, Neil has no direct reports, right? One of the reasons for that is because Neil can move at his own pace and run these tests very quickly without having to wait weeks or months to get a test deployed, because that time matters. Anything else, Neil?
No, sometimes I do wait weeks. Like I'm waiting for one that should go live tomorrow, which will be a bit more than 2 weeks, which irritates me. But nonetheless, the big purpose of this episode is you need to run experiments. And most people would have thought that we would have said an SEO tool or a pay-per-click tool. It actually comes down to experimentation, because that's your leverage over your competition. If you're running more experiments, you're getting more winners, you're boosting your conversion rates, you're figuring out how to squeeze out more revenue from the existing traffic, it allows you to compete and beat your competition.
You know, I remember Andrew Chen wrote this a while back. So Andrew Chen, he's worked in growth quite a bit in Silicon Valley. He's at Andreessen Horowitz now. I believe he's a general partner. So, you know, with him, he's made the argument, at least you want to be testing at least one thing a week, right? And so what we used to do is these, and we still do these experimentation meetings where every single week, it's like understanding that maybe one out of 12 tests will become successful. And just constantly pushing. Because what every once in a while, you're going to have something that strikes gold, right? And then, you know, a lot of other times it's going to be incremental things, or it might even be negative, but it's building that discipline. And also when you build that discipline, whoever's in that meeting, they're okay with being wrong, and that everyone becomes much more open in that meeting too. So it's also a great way to build that experimental mindset into your culture. So maybe you can rotate people into that meeting. Anything else, Neil?
That's it. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast.
Bye.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badata. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.